Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The federal government is set to make it harder for hackers, with new regulations on the way following the Optus cyber breach. Telcos, banks and governments to now work closer together to make it easier to detect and stamp out fraud. Treasurer Jim Chalmers in Canberra this morning says it's all about protecting our data.
To ensure that we can facilitate as best we can the safe and secure sharing of data between Optus and regulated financial institutions with appropriate safeguards and commitments given by the affected parties.
Hands off the tax cuts. That's the message from the federal opposition in Canberra today. It comes as the Treasurer hints the nation may not be able to afford tax relief for those earning over $200,000 in the upcoming budget. That's to be delivered on October 25. The opposition's deputy leader, Susan Lee, says it's nothing but class warfare rhetoric.
And if they want to stand around in Sydney, where I'm standing now, and tell people that they earn too much to deserve the tax relief they were promised, then they should say that.
Wayne Carey won't face charges over an incident at Crown Perth. A packet of white powder fell out of his pocket while he was on the gaming floor last month. Police have confirmed their investigation's wrapped up and no charges will be laid. And overseas, a SpaceX rocket has launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Station overnight, sending four astronauts to the International Space Station. In sport, Fremantle's new recruit Josh Corbett says he can't wait to get to Perth and start pre-season training with the Dockers. The Gold Coast Suns will receive a fourth-round pick in return for the forward. Corbett says he'll land in Perth in the middle of next month.
I like to get in there a little bit before pre-season starts just to get a feel for the lie of the land and go and meet some more of the boys and get training with them. So I enjoy working hard and pre-season will be good. Sounds like the Perth Summers will help me work on my tan, which needs a bit of work, as you can tell.
Well, the Eagles and Port are closing in on a deal to get Junior Rioli to the Power.